We now bring to Morning Edition John Ribeiro, the chair of the group Repeal the Casino Deal, the group at the forefront of the anti-casino referendum fight. John Ribeiro, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You knew the commission would pick one of these choices. What's your reaction to the choice to go to Everett and not Revere?
The Gaming Commission had a third option. They could have handed out zero licenses yesterday, and I feel that they were negligent in not doing that. I mean, both of these were bad options. We should have held off on giving out any licenses, at least until after the November 4th ballot initiative to repeal the law.
So how does the decision affect your campaign to repeal the law that permits casinos?
What we expect is there'd probably be some additional folks or different folks that might come out in support of us. Certainly the folks in Charlestown who haven't had their voices heard, who are extremely opposed to this development over in Everett, are going to be with us. And a lot of folks north of the Everett area are also going to be impacted, especially when you consider the traffic coming down 93.
So it sounds like what you're saying is the concerns about traffic in both Revere and Charlestown, where a lot of residents this morning are hopping mad, can be mined from your point of view to find out if there's opposition to casinos there that you didn't know previously existed.
Sure. What we find oftentimes is concerns like traffic are sometimes the initial things that bring people to our side of things. People find even more reasons to be against casinos and wanting to repeal the law.
Let me ask you a question on the flip side. After all the work that the casino developers have done up to this point, including Steve Wynn, who won the Everett bid, how fair is it to undo the casino law?
Well, we've been working to undo the law since before it was passed. They knew that this was coming. This has been in the works since 2010. And the casino developers know that this law could change at any time. In fact, that was the basis for the SJC decisions to allow us on the ballot.
Look, you know you're going to be vastly outspent by casino supporters. How are you going to combat that?
Well, we've been outspent before. If you look at towns like Palmer and Milford and East Boston, sometimes we were outspent by as much as 100-1. And, you know, their message doesn't hold water. And, in fact, they're not even going to talk about casinos. They're going to focus on the slim number of jobs that they're going to create across the state. And that number keeps diminishing.
But the polls right now show your side losing, showing people across the state want the casinos instead of going to your side to repeal the casino law.
Well, you know, those polls are statewide, and they're an average across the state looking at who's going to be voting for governor. It doesn't really take into account those folks that are in proximity to casinos or previous casino sites. You have to remember, there were over a dozen casino proposals that were shot down across the state in places like Foxborough and Tewksbury and Danvers and Boxborough.
So you're saying there's more support for your side to repeal the casino law than these polls show?
I believe there is, and that's held true in most cases of these fights that have happened over the past year and a half or so across the state.
John Ribeiro, chairman of the group Repeal the Casino Deal, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me today, Bob.